holy baptism is one of the most beautiful rites in the Christian church. And I am so fortunate to be in this church with this congregation and with these parents and sponsors, and with the beautiful child that is Lily. My heart is full this morning. Logan, Olivier, Lily, and I have been planning this day for some time. And this baptism is unusual in that it is not an infant being baptized. So the font is not necessarily appropriate. But it is also not an adult that is being baptized. So neither is immersion necessarily appropriate. We have a child, though, who has, of her own volition, asked to be baptized into the Christian faith, and who asked to be in covenant with this faith community. So we have this morning a bit of a hybrid circumstance. So to baptize Lily, we will pour water over her, recognizing that she is a young soul, while also recognizing that she comes to us and she offers herself to God of her own free will. That being said, we did in fact consider font and immersion baptism. We talked about using one of the two pools in the community or even the Connecticut River. And I don't know if any of you remember, yesterday we had the evangelists out here on the corner proselytizing. So I think between our consideration of Lily's immersion baptism and the evangelist's preaching yesterday on the street corner, it reminded me of a story. There once was an old man who was wandering the woods when he came upon a good old time Congregationalist minister in the Connecticut River. Well, this man was a bit intoxicated at the time, and he said to himself, well, in order to get to the other side of the river, I need to talk to the man, the preacher, standing in the river. And the drunk man moved closer, and the preacher called to him in the water. Sir, he said, do you want to see Jesus? Sure, said the drunk, still believing that this was the only way to get to the other side of the river. Praise God, said the preacher. And the drunken man, he entered into the river. The preacher took and immersed the man into the water, baptizing him, raising him up. He asked the drunk, did you see Jesus? No, said the drunk. That's just fine. We'll try again. And the preacher dumped the man again, this time holding him under the water a little bit longer. When he raised up, the preacher asked again, did you see Jesus? No, sir, I did not, replied the drunk. Well, that is all right. We can try once again. So the preacher dunked the man one more time, this time actually holding him under until he bubbled. Raising him up, he says, did you see Jesus, son? Asked the preacher. The drunk man, gasping for breath this time, replied, no, but let me ask you something. Are you sure this is where you lost him? for Lily is pleased not to be immersed in the Connecticut River this morning. Friends in Christ, today is Pentecost, and it is the perfect day to celebrate baptism. And the reason why today is the day to baptize is because this is the birthday of the Christian church. That's why we have the red vestments and paraments and the red stole in many of you in your red outfits. Well done, Jennifer, over there. This is the day that the church began. God, the Father and Mother, was introduced in the creation of the earth. Jesus, the Son, was introduced at his birth in Bethlehem. And the Holy Spirit was introduced at Pentecost, when Peter preached the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many were converted, received the Holy Spirit, and the church was founded. So today is a perfect day for Lily and her family. Pentecost is about fresh water. The Holy Spirit, something new, inspired the Hebrew faith on that Pentecost day. New converts, Gentiles from varying countries, varying cultures, varying politics, varying ages, varying races and language and sexes, they all came together and they gave new life to a faith tradition and sought to establish a new relationship with God and humans. That is why, in our reading from the Acts of the Apostles, some 3,000 were added to their number that day. Though we have the font, this morning I will pour water over Lily's head in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. This water, though not the Connecticut River itself, it flows. It will flow upon her head. And this is key. For fresh water must flow. It must, one, have a source. It must move, and it must breathe. It must be oxygenated. Otherwise, it cannot sustain life. Water must enter. Water must depart. It's actually not that complex. You all know this. Water that is stagnant often cannot sustain life. Water that does not move is fetid. When I came back from Mexico, I was gone for a week. Even though the toilet was not used the whole time, there was a little ring around the bowl simply because that water was stagnant. That's not to my sermon, it just came to me now. It was the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit said, preach about your toilets. Water does not move, becomes stagnant, it becomes fetid, it becomes lifeless. There has to be circulation. And where there is no circulation, there is no life. Lily, a young child, is our life in this church. And I know we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of the death of Don Webster. And though having died nearly a year ago, he is our life as well. There is no life without his departure. There is no life without Lily coming to us. Without both of them, we have no source of new life. Without her, we are dead. Without Dawn, we are dead. Thanks be to God for Dawn and Lily, who enable fresh water, the fresh flow of the Holy Spirit, to circulate throughout our beloved church. By celebrating Lily's life, we also celebrate Dawn's life. For both lives bring us life-giving possibilities. The roots of Christian baptism have their source in the Hebrew faith. From our reading in Exodus, we learn that Aaron and his sons, the priests, must ritually wash with water. Why? Well, the refrain in our reading is, lest they die. Lest they die. Ritual washing was so important that it was declared, quote, a rule for all time, binding on him, Aaron, and his descendants in every generation. And John the Baptist, so many years later, borrowed from this what was an ancient Hebrew practice. The Essenes, who, with many scholars say John the Baptist and Jesus were associated, tweaked this ritual bathing to symbolize the death of sin and a renewal of life. And the early Christian church tweaked it yet again and declared it a sign of covenant, a promise. Today, the covenant proclaimed in baptism contains many bondings. Today in baptism, we bond God and Lily. We bond Lily to her parents and her sponsors, her godparents. And we bond Lily and her parents to us as a congregation. At Center Church. Through Lily's baptism, we give her thanks for being fresh water to the Christian faith and to our church. Logan and Olivier, we give you thanks for the blessing that is your family to our church. Matteo in spirit and Nikki, who is here, we offer you in faith our daughter Lily to nurture and to raise in the Christian faith. And last, but certainly not least, God, we thank you for Jesus Christ, the one who best communicated to you and to us your essence, and for the Holy Spirit given to us at Pentecost, for the continual renewal of our faith with fresh waters. This was the word of God, and it was preached to the people of God, and the people of God responded. Amen. Amen. the blessing of Christian fellowship. I thank God that we are all gathered on this Pentecost Sunday together, not only in worship, but during our church picnic. I thank God for Janushka's recovery and her presence with us. I thank God for Roger, who has been visiting Reverend David Cutting at the Pine Heights facility. So we pray for David Cutting this morning. We give thanks for the presence of Lisa and Michael Vos, who were at the parade yesterday and are here with us in this community. And we give thanks, of course, for Logan and Olivier and their family, and just all of this Christian fellowship that is just bubbling forth today. Let us remember those who are ill and who perhaps are not with us. And I ask that you pray for them. Their names are in our service program. Keep them in your hearts and your prayers throughout the week. Let us be in prayer.